Now, generally, breathing practices are supported by eyes being closed, but you can also keep your eyes slightly opened and your gaze cast softly down. So you're not staring anywhere in particular, but it's a nice wide sort of open gaze. But your eyelids and your eyes will be just as soft as if your eyes were fully closed. And sit comfortably. And from this breathing practice that we'll do for about 10 minutes, I'm going to then guide you into a little bit of a guided meditation, and we'll sit for approximately 30 minutes. So let's begin by checking in. What can you sense about the room that we're all in right now? We hear the sounds. We feel the temperature. Whether our eyes are somewhat open or fully closed, we sense the light, the ambient light of the light bulbs inside, internal into the room light, and then we have the light streaming in from the windows. Light comes in and is received through the eyelids. There might be a scent or a smell that you notice. You can feel whatever you're sitting on. Sense your body on the chair or the cushion. And you might be able to sense the space around you. Above your head, possibly below your feet, to the sides of you. So we get a sense of where we are right now through our sense doors. Sensation, sight, smell, sound, possibly even taste. Now draw your attention a little bit more internally and see if you can soften inside as much as possible for now. Let everything feel heavy. Your belly, your bones, your diaphragm, your lungs. Even try to relax your heart. The root of your tongue as it falls down your throat, the back of your eyes. And then find where your breath is moving right now. It might be very quiet. It might be very small. It might be just like a whisper, but see if you can locate it. Notice your breath just as it is, whatever it wants to be, right now. And now begin, if you're willing, to elongate your breath just a little bit. And I'd like to suggest that you do this as tenderly and lightly as if you were bringing in a very soft breeze. So the inhale is just a little bit longer, but doesn't have to be huge. Just extend it as much as you can comfortably. And then as you exhale, release the breath and slow it down just a tiny bit. So we want to very lightly increase the volume and the length and the duration of the inhale. And very lightly and tenderly increase the length and the completion of the exhale. But with a very light touch. And as you begin to build your breath, you can fill as much of the internal space that you have as possible and empty it out as much as possible in a voluminous way. Could be from the top down or the bottom up. We picture breath in both directions, so whatever feels organic to you is fine. As you begin to increase the volume of your breath, see if you can widen your container. So basically, the torso can be a container for breath. And we lightly, lightly, gently press the container outward by filling it a little more. And then we let go of what we filled. And then we begin again. So front to back, side to side, up and down. Fill as much as you can and empty as much as you can. This nice soft wind or breeze that you're bringing in. And if you like now, after you next inhale, hold that breath very lightly, as if you were holding a bubble. Just pause, count 1, 2, maybe even 3 seconds before you let the breath go. So try that a couple of times. Fill as much as you can without causing any strain or stress. And then pause at the top of the inhale and hold that breath as lightly as a bubble. 1, 2, or 3 seconds, and then let it go. Now, if you like to, you can pause after your next exhalation. Try this. So, when you've exhaled as much as you want to, then pause and count 1, 2, or 3 seconds and just rest before you breathe in. And try that a few times. And now, if you've gotten into the rhythm of this, you're expanding your inhale very softly, filling the container, and then pausing 1, 2, or 3 counts, and then letting go, exhaling very slowly, softly, and then pausing 1, 2, or 3 seconds before you inhale again, so that the breath actually now has 4 distinct components or parts. There's the filling, the bringing in, the receiving. There's the pause, it's full. There's the letting go, the exhale. Releasing, letting go. And then there's this pause of rest. Inhaling, pausing, and absorbing. Exhaling, pausing, and resting. You can emphasize any of those 4 parts, whatever feels most comfortable to you. Let's see if you can appreciate these 4 different aspects of breath. And hold it very lightly and tenderly for a few more minutes. Now, at your own pace, you can let the breath go. So we step back. Just let the breath be whatever it wants. It'll find its own natural rhythm again. And as you allow the breath to be however it wants to be, you might still be able to notice without manipulating or creating any holding. You might be able to notice the 4 parts of breath just because you attuned yourself to it, not because you're making it happen. And the pauses are fairly short, small, very short, but you might notice them a little bit more because of your emphasis on them earlier. See what you can notice. Just experiment and be curious if you can be. What is this breath as I don't do anything to it? What does it feel like? How long or short is it? Generally, breath, when we allow it to be whatever it wants to be, is rather short. It's not long. It's more like a tiny little whisper or a little bit of a wind coming in through one window. It's not huge. That's okay. Can allow your awareness to just very lightly rest on breath. If this is pleasant for you, you can also open your awareness a little bit more widely and listen to sounds. As if your antenna was parabolic. Still aware of breath and being here, but also opening your portal a little bit more widely and using sound as your anchor. So we can choose breath, we can choose sound. Try one. And stay with it for a few minutes. Either listening or feeling and sensing, we notice how things come and go. They arise, they pass, they enter, they leave, whether it be a breath or a sound. A sensation in the body or a thought. Things come and they go. They arise and they pass. They enter and they leave. breath comes and goes, enters and leaves. Sound comes and goes, enters and leaves. There's always so much going on around us and sometimes even inside of us. Where can you find your anchor? Is it in your bones? Sensing your bones? Feeling your hands? Locating your breath? Hearing the next sound? Touching into your heart. Knowing that where you are right now is safe and okay. What can you remember and bring yourself back to just for right now? And if you don't have a typical anchor or home base, then make one up, see how it goes. Try it. So as your eyes open, you can stretch or move, but see if you can leave your eyes really soft for a moment. The eyes open, but can you sense the back of your eyes at all? Can you feel the softness of your face before it starts to do anything? Can you sense inside your body as your eyes are open? Let your eyes open, but they're just receiving. They're not really looking for anything, but just receiving. And as your eyes are open, see if you can sense your body still, your face, the back of your eyes. Get a sense of the space again, but more because your eyes are open, not just because it's a felt sense. Just notice what you can with your eyes opened before we start to shake anything up or change too much. Might even, some of us can sense a different kind of stillness in the room than when we first came in. Sometimes that's palpable. And then when you need to begin to move a little bit more freely and stretch if you need to.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.